everybody. This is Hobosode number 271. Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2021, and this Hobosode is brought to you by Cody No Name. Thanks, Cody No Name, for being a supporter for a really long time. You know, on that last Hobosode I didn't realize until kind of near the end that it was a 10th episode and everybody gets to hear it. That's where I did those crossed swap shop lines. And I thought it was just going to be for us. Just a private little thing. General public wouldn't hear it. Because fuck those people, right? So that's going to be my excuse today for doing the exact same thing. Probably the exact same premise of doing the cross line things. Because that's a lot of fun. So let's get started. Let's attempt some of these. It looks like the page I used last time, they have had several swap shops since then, like, you know, one every day, all week. There was one today, even. I should have tuned in.
Hello?
Hey, there's calling about... You have those game hens, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Jerry from the radio station. You called in earlier today to sell them?
Uh-huh.
And we know what you mean by game hens. You can't be... this is like a family radio station. There could be kids listening. You can't be doing stuff like that on the station.
They're hens.
Yeah.
They're not roosters.
Oh, no. I know it's not really hens. I know this is a code for, you weird Proud Boy Antifa types. You can't be doing that on here. You know, the government, they're cracking down on you domestic terrorists.
They are gang chickens. They're hens, like laying hens.
Sir, I know what you mean by quote-unquote laying hens. You can't be doing that. They're cracking.
All right, well.
Look, I'm on your side. I'm not saying I'm not on your side. I get it. We got to wait for our instructions, you know, our code words before we take over the country. Got to keep it on DL. We can't be doing that on the air. They'll shut us down.
I've sold plenty of game hens, like laying hens on.
But you just can't come on the radio and say, you know, game hens, and you know, you're basically calling people to riot. It's what you're doing.
Okay, well,
we know what you're. We know what you're doing.
I guess I'll call Terry then.
Oh, Terry will tell you the same thing. He'll tell you don't be calling in on the air and being a motherfucker like that.
You don't have to talk to me that way, but thank you.
Well, no, it's not that I'm talking to you that way. It's just, you know, you're being a motherfucker. I'm just pointing it out.
No, I'm not being.
Oh, yes,
no
you
way,
are.
But okay.
You're being a motherfucker. That's what you're doing. Game hens my ass.
They are game hens. They lay eggs.
Bullshit, they are. You don't even own any hens. I know what you're talking about. We're on to your lingo, sir. We're on to your lingo. We looked on the internet. We looked it up. We know what you mean by game hens.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't understand the con. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. I've sold many of chickens through and never had no problem like this ever.
Oh, sure you don't. Sure you don't understand.
Your concept here?
You keep all that stuff on the internet. This is the radio. We don't stand for that kind of stuff on the radio.
You sell stuff, don't you?
Yeah, we sell stuff, but, you know, we're not,
okay, well,
we're not selling revolutions. Selling. What?
You're selling something. Are you not selling anything?
I ain't selling shit.
Okay.
I work here at the station. I'm not selling things. It's the people calling in that want to sell things.
You advertise people selling things, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, idiot, then fucking advertise someone selling something, well, like your fucking job requires.
Well, hey, we know you don't really have game hens. We know that's code.
What?
We know all about your codes.
Do you need some pictures?
No, I don't want any pictures.
What, you want pictures, fuckhead?
Don't call me a fuckhead. You said I can't call you a motherfucker, now you call me a fuckhead?
No, you've cursed at me 3-4 times, so I'm liable
more
to
like
curse
five.
You once. Oh, I know you've cursed at me 5 times, so thanks for counting.
Why'd you say 3 or 4 then?
Okay, so are you advertising, or what are you wanting here?
Don't you know how to count, you fucking idiot?
Oh, so there you cursed again. So that's 6, 7?
Oh, how many do you owe me now? Like, I forget the conversion rate.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I gotta make it even, don't I, fuckhead?
Oh, hey, don't be calling me a fuckhead.
Hey, so hey. So what is your reason for calling? Are you not advertising someone selling something?
Yeah,
do
yeah.
Your job.
If you want to sell legitimate things, you can call in and sell legitimate things. But
okay, well,
you and your
fucking chickens for sale.
You and your quote unquote
come and pick.
You and your quote unquote laying hens. Bunch of bullshit is what it is.
What's your name?
What?
You don't understand English now, retard? What's your name?
Wow, you're using the retard word now? That's not cool.
Well, in fact, you don't understand English or something. I have to speak to you in dial tone or something.
No, it's just that your phone sounds like shit. Why don't you get a real carrier so your calls
real
come
carrier.
Through?
I'm sure it's the same carrier you use, dumbass.
I bet you're using Boost.
That's the reason you don't have fucking service. I don't have Boost carrier.
You know what I just heard you say? You just said, because that's what your phone sounds like.
It's because you have Boost.
You have Boost. I bet your mom has Boost.
I bet your mom has my boots on her head.
That's a good one. You know what? I'm going to declare you the winner of this prank call. Good job, sir. Have a nice day.
Uh-huh.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Uh-huh.
And he hung up. That wasn't me hanging up. That was him hanging up. I promise. I was getting bored with that one. And maybe it's not the best idea to call people domestic terrorists. They're going to get all butthurt and call Homeland Security on me. And I don't want that. Oh, look at this. We've got someone selling baby chicks hatching. Over 90 of them now. And you know what they mean by that, those fucking terrorists? They're $2.50 a piece. That's kind of cool. I want to go get like a baby chick for $2.50, and then I'll get bored with it after a couple weeks and just let it go in the woods. Hello?
Hello.
I was just kidding about letting the baby chicks go in the woods. That was a joke.
Sorry. Well, I don't know who you're talking to, really.
You! Because you got those baby chicks hatching.
Oh, yeah.
Are those still available?
Yeah, I got about 70. I got about 70 of them hatched out. They're 3 days old.
This says 90 in this ad.
Well, I sold 20 yesterday.
Oh, okay. So they're $2.50 a piece?
Yes, sir.
Am I like, so I just want to buy, like if I were to buy them all, I'm going to do, we're going to play a prank on someone. We're going to take them to the movie theater. There's this theater, you know, a little bit south of town, and they're still open and there's people going. We're just going to release them all inside the movie theater just to fuck with them.
Yeah.
They'll just freak. It's going to be in the horror movie. So people are going to be sitting there, and all these baby chicks are going to be, like, you know, rubbing them against their legs, and they're going to freak out and stomp on them. It's going to be funny.
Yeah. Kind of cruel, but funny.
Yeah, it'll be worth it, though, because we're going to videotape it and put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Where else could we set baby chicks free just to cause a bunch of chaos and confusion?
I don't know. I don't even know. Where are you from?
You know, right around here. Right around town.
Yeah.
Up the street a bit.
Well, I live in Carbon.
Oh, us too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here. Well, I'm a mile and a half east of Carbon.
Yeah. So, you'll sell us all 70 of them?
Yeah, whatever they are, I think they're 70.
Okay, and they're $2.50 a piece?
Yes, sir.
Can they fly? Like, if we were to go skydiving and just drop them all out of a plane?
No, not yet.
What would they do? Would they kind of float down softly? It seems like they're very light animals.
No, they'd just fall and...
Splat?
Just free fall and die. Yeah, splat.
Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah.
I totally won't do that one, then.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna come by. I already have your address.
You got my address, 3050.
Honey, I don't want you selling. I don't want you selling these the baby chicks to this man. He sounds like a psychopath. He says he's gonna put them in a movie theater.
No, ma'am, I'm just that was just a joke. I'm not really gonna do that.
I don't really care what you do with them after you pay me for them.
Honey, you need to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Why don't you hang up the phone? I got this. I'm on the extension, honey.
Is that your wife, sir?
Oh. Are you the guy I got the other night that was talking about rabbits?
Rabbits?
Yeah, some guy called me the other night and asked me about rabbits.
No, that wasn't me.
Some lady did, and I told her, well, I just sold all my rabbits. And this other guy was on another line, and he said, what do you mean you sold my bucks? You better not. And boy, he cussed me and everything else.
Honey, you need to take a nap. You're not making any sense. You need to go to bed. Go lay down. You don't sound well.
Okay.
So I can't buy them then? Because your wife's saying I can't buy them?
It ain't my wife.
No, you can't buy them. But we're not selling them to someone like you, because that's disgusting. You're going to kill our baby chicks.
I don't know who she is, but it's not my wife.
Oh, well, I was just assuming. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make assumptions. I heard her on your phone over there, and
I don't know how she's got on my cell phone, but it's not my wife. My wife don't have nothing to do with my animals.
Listen, honey. I have. It doesn't matter that I don't have anything to do with your animals. I'm not letting you sell to the psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath, ma'am. I'm a YouTuber.
You come out here with the money and you can load up the chicks.
No,
I don't care what you do with them.
Do not come out here. Like, do not give him our address again. Do not give him the address, because I do not want this man to buy our chicks.
Well, that's up to y'all. Y'all hash that out.
Well, it's not y'all. It's just me. It's just me and my YouTube channel. I don't know who that lady is. She's on your end.
I don't either know. I don't know who she is either.
Bullshit, you don't. We share a bed.
It sounds like your wife,
sir. No, we do not share a bed.
Oh, yes,
my
we
wife
do.
Is in the, no, we do not, lady. My wife's in there and sleeping in the chair right now.
You don't recognize your own wife's voice.
She's not my wife, sir. I'm 70-something years old,
Does it matter to me? I don't care if you have two wives or three wives. Whatever, you know. I was just trying to buy some baby chicks, that's all.
I'll sell them to you.
Okay, what's the address there?
35th?
No, you do not give him the address. He's not coming over here. Sir, if you come over here and try to buy our baby chicks, I will have a shotgun aimed right at you. I'll shoot you between the eyes.
Well, just come on ahead, lady, because I got one just like it.
No, sir, that lady's over there. That wasn't me.
She's not over here. There ain't nobody here but me and my wife.
Well, I'm on my cell phone. She can't be on my phone. I'm here alone.
She's not on my phone, and my wife's phone's not connected to my cell phone.
Okay, well, you know, you need to sort out your marriage or something, because I just want to buy.
It's not my marriage.
I just want to buy the baby chicks. What's the address?
3015.
Don't give him the address. Do not give him the address.
Highway 26.
No, that man is not coming to our house.
All right, fine. I won't come over. You know, I just wanted to. I was gonna buy all 70. I'm not even asking for a discount.
Well, just come on.
Well, I want to, but
she
your wife keeps yelling.
In here.
I didn't hear your address because
your
wife.
My wife is in.
Your wife keeps yelling.
My wife is in. No, it ain't my wife. My wife is in the shower.
I thought your fake wife was asleep in the chair. Now she's in the shower?
She's in the shower. I don't know how you're on this deal, lady, but.
Sir,
you're not any kin to me. You're not no honey to me.
Oh, really? So you're saying
if you're my wife, what's my kid?
You want a divorce?
If you're my wife, what? If you're my wife, what's our kid's name?
You don't remember our kids' names? Wow.
Do you?
Well, sounds like you don't. You're trying to get me to tell you what they are. You don't even know our kids'
names. I'm trying to get you to admit you're wrong.
I'm never wrong. I'm a woman.
Well, most of them have been wrong.
Maybe. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you want to sleep on the couch tonight, honey.
Well, I do anyway. So, see, you don't know who I am.
Bullshit, you do. Yeah, you sleep on the couch when I tell you you can't sleep in the bed.
Sir, you come out here and get these chicks.
Okay.
Don't worry about her. There's nobody here but my wife in the shop.
Look, I just don't want any trouble. This seems like.
There ain't no trouble.
But you guys, you're both threatening me with a shotgun and. Saying if
she don't even know where I live.
Oh, I know exactly where you live.
No,
I can't say I know where you're going to live in another month, you know, because I'm thinking about divorce at this point. You're being like,
well,
that.
Well, that's fine with me. I don't want to divorce me. I don't care. I've been divorced before, but I'm not, you're not my wife, so you ain't going to divorce me.
I am too your wife.
You're a damn liar, lady.
How dare you say I'm not your wife after all these
years?
You're
a damn liar.
Kids, all these years together.
What's your kid's name?
And you don't even know your kid's names. That's fucked up.
I do know my kid's name. What I'm asking you.
Up. What is your problem?
You're the problem. You're causing the trouble. Sir, come get the chickens. I'm going to get off the phone. Bye.
I don't know the address. You haven't... His fucking wife keeps interrupting every time. And somebody was trying to call me back throughout that entire thing. Let's see if I can figure out who they are. Oh, that's weird. This number is not in the list, but it has the same prefix as these people. So let's see if it's these people.
Your call has been forwarded to a...
Nope, not those people. I do have two voicemails here, 10 minutes apart from different numbers.
Hey, gave you number to the radio station, your name and number. So.
Ah, crap. Crap.
I think they're reporting here or something.
Oh, no. Anyway, now I'm in trouble. I think I know who that was, and it was a really unfunny call, so I've already deleted it. And here's the second one. Oh, and this other one is just a one-second voicemail. Don't know who that is. So let's just move on to the next one. Hopefully whoever that was will call back.
Hello?
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 Oh, hi. I was calling about those 8 puppies.
Yes.
Are those still available?
Yeah, they're still available. They're 3/4 German Shepherd. And
who's you?
I'm sorry. Are there 2 people on the phone?
Oh, there's 2 people. I'm listening to 2 people.
Well, I don't know who this guy is. Is he on your end? I'm the one selling the 8 puppies. They're 3/4 German Shepherd and 1/4 Catahoula.
Who are you?
They're pretty much ready to go. I'm the guy selling the puppies. Who are you? Are you
the? I'm the guy that owns the puppies.
I don't know who this guy is. He's not on my phone. Is he on your end?
No, I'm
just, I can hear him.
I just picked up the. No, I think she's talking to me, sir. I'm selling puppies. Yeah. Who are you? Why are you on our phone call?
Because I have German Shepherd and Kowloon puppies. 8 of them.
That's what I have. I have 8 of
7
them
now.
I think she called me. Which one of us did you call, sir? Ma'am, I mean.
Well, that's pretty remarkable to have 2 people have. How many Kowloons you have?
I just called the number, this 51.
Oh, yeah, that's my phone number. That's my phone number.
No, it's not your phone number. Who the hell are you?
Wait, it is my phone number. That's been my phone number for years. I'm selling
what's
8 puppies.
What's your whole phone number?
It's in the 512 area code, 651.
That is my phone number, dude. I don't know who the hell you are.
Who the hell are you? Get off my phone. I'm just trying to sell puppies. Why are you trying to
mess? I'm right here in Cisco, Texas. You come over here and tell me to get off your damn phone.
Why are you trying to mess with my puppy sales? I'm just trying to sell puppies.
Look, I don't know who you like. I don't know why you 2 are arguing. I just want to get one of the puppies. All right, I want to come and see him.
Hey,
if that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm here in Cisco.
That's fine. I'm here.
Oh, where this guy is?
Oh, I'm in Cisco. Huh? This guy's pretending he's me. This guy's an identity thief.
Hey, dude, I'm over here on East 7th Street. You come over here and tell me that.
I'm on East 7th Street. Don't try and tell her you're on East 7th Street. That's my address. Who the hell are you stealing my identity?
Stealing your identity?
Look, I just want to come and look at the puppies. Is there
this lady don't want you to see.
Yeah, it's fine. This guy is not at my house. You can come and look at the puppies. I'm here on 7th Street in Cisco, Texas.
I know
I have a 512 area code, but, you know, we moved here Sir, get off my phone. I'm going to call a telephone company on you.
Hey, do it. Do it. Call the police.
I'll call everybody.
Hey. Where are the puppies at? Ask me where the puppies are.
Ask who where the puppies are.
Where are you?
I'm the guy with
where?
The puppies.
Where are the puppies at?
Don't worry about my... What, are you going to come over here and steal them so you can sell them?
No, I'll tell her where to come to get the puppies.
You don't even live here in town. You're trying to steal my identity.
You ought to listen to this shit, man.
Listen, maybe these puppies aren't for me. You know, I just... I just want to get the puppies.
Hey, lady, I don't know who this guy is. I have the puppies. One's already been gone. How much, the lady got the only female.
How much are the
puppies? The rest of them are male.
How much are you charging for them?
Well, the Cataluas, is that guy off the phone?
I think so. I don't know.
There's four Cataluas. They're half German Shepherd. The male I have is a full-blood retro German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And the female is a full-blood German Shepherd, but she's not registered.
Okay.
So I got four actually German Shepherds.
Okay.
And there's four.
How much are they?
Hello?
How much are they?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm at work. I can barely hear anyway. Let me step away.
Bullshit, you're at work. You probably don't even have a job, you fucking scammer. Fucking identity
thief. Who the hell
thief.
Is this dude? Hey.
What? You need to stop. I'm going to trace this call. I'm going to find out where you're calling from.
Hey,
you got it.
East 7th Street, dude. Come
bullshit
on over
you
here.
Are. That's my address. That's my exact address. Here in Cisco. I've got 8 puppies. Well, 7 now. I got rid of one.
You just heard me say that. What the heck?
You know, some lady came and bought it. You wouldn't even know that because you weren't here. These are my puppies.
Well, you two can work this out after I hang up. I just want to come and get some puppies.
Hi, I understand. Like,
that's fine. I'm at East 7th Street. I'm here in Cisco.
Okay.
You can come by.
That's where I'm at. Where are the puppies
sir,
at? I don't live here.
Sir.
I'm here working on the house.
No, I am not at work right now. I'm at home. Today is my day off. I always have Fridays off.
Where are the puppies? Are they here at your house?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, sir?
Are the puppies at your house?
Fucking scammer.
Gosh, man, come over here,
so just,
man.
Just come by
come
anytime
over.
You want,
home.
Ma'am.
Come outside. I'm outside working on
don't
this house.
Don't worry. This evil man
been working
is,
on it for weeks.
This evil man is not here. He's not here at the house. It's just me.
Okay. I can be there maybe in 10, 15 minutes, I guess. I'm right here in town.
Over here. Hey.
Sir,
well,
sir, I think
here.
You need to leave
you
this man
my
alone.
House, or you can come over where I'm working.
Sir,
I'll
you
take
need,
you out there.
Sir, you need to leave this man alone. I it's clearly he's the one with the puppies.
Who?
Not you.
I have the puppies.
No, you sound like a scammer. I think you're probably the scammer.
I don't know what this is the strangest thing.
Oh,
I've
he's
had
definitely
a long time.
He's definitely the scammer. popping up on my phone.
This told me a scammer. He's got my number. Some of the puppies.
This is my number. My number is this 5-1 number. Ma'am, you should hang up and call back, and you'll get me.
Okay, I can do that. So I'm going to hang up, and I'll call right back, and I'll get you, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I hope so. You'll get me.
No, you won't get that guy. That guy's a scammer.
I've had this phone number for 10 more years.
Oh, how funny. Exactly the length of time I've had it.
If you're here at the house I'm working on, why don't you come outside if you're in there?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, sir? Get a real
come
job.
Come on outside. I'll
get
show
a real
you
job.
Together.
Stop
come
scamming.
On out.
Stop scamming people.
God,
it's not cool.
It's not cool. I agree. I agree, sir. It is not cool of you to be scamming this man. He sounds like a nice young man just trying to sell puppies.
I am a nice man, selling puppies. I'm not.
I'm not talking about you. You're the scammer. I know you're a scammer.
No, I'm not a scammer. Gosh,
you're definitely.
You
a scammer.
You want to talk to the guys I work in here with?
No.
How would that go?
No, I do not. Why would I want to talk to people you work with? See, like you're just making
I'm not
it weird.
Here for the house
you are a bad
I'm
scammer, sir. You are the sketchiest person I've ever talked to.
Good thank, luck on getting a puppy from him.
No,
good luck. Call me back.
No, you don't even have puppies. I have 7 puppies left. 3/4 German Shepherd.
What's the other puppy?
Okay. Anyway, I'll be there 10-15 minutes. I'll see you, sir. Hopefully, I just don't want any trouble. I'm coming there with
you
my husband.
You coming over to 7th Street?
Sir, shut up. You shut up. I'm going over to this nice young man's house. And I got hung up on. Oh, and look at this. The call is coming in. Oh, and I know which one this is, too.
Radio, can I help you?
Must have dialed the wrong number. Sorry about that.
Did you have those square bales of hay?
Yeah, I was looking for them.
Yeah, you're looking for them. You called in today, right, about those square bales of hay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I'm here at the radio station. Listen, sir, you can't be saying things like that on the air. That's, we know what that's code for.
What?
And this is a Christian. This is a Christian station, sir. You can't be saying
Sir? What's it code for?
Oh, you know exactly what it's code for. It's that gay sex stuff. And we don't do that stuff around here. It's a Christian station. You need to keep that stuff on the internet.
Bales of hay?
This is the... Oh, sir, don't even say that out loud. That's disgusting.
I'm using them for archery target shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I know exactly what you mean. That I looked all this stuff up, sir. I know what you mean by square bales of hay, quote unquote. That is disgusting.
Well, I mean hay bales.
Oh, either, no, you don't.
Alfalfa.
No.
Or Bermuda or coastal.
Sir, this is not
an... You can come to my house and look at my setup. I'm trying to get into archery.
Your gay sex setup?
No. My backyard setup.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Bow and
I know
arrow.
What you mean by backyard.
Oh, brother.
This is not an alternative lifestyles radio station, sir. This is a Christian station. You keep your weird shit to yourself.
Hey, look, I've been a Christian since 1984, buddy.
Not a very good one, cowboy.
Yeah, a very good one.
Well, if
you got a warped mind, what you got is a warped mind.
You're going around asking for square That guy was guilty as fuck. And listen, everybody, I just want you to know that the opinions expressed by the FM radio station, who are totally against gay people, do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this Hobosode, or the Snowplow Show, or Patreon, or anything else. It's FM radio, they're the evil ones, okay? It's them saying it, not me. Remember that the next time you turn on your FM radio. They're all a bunch of homophobes over there. But at least they're against domestic terrorism, at least I can say that about them. It's one good thing. Anyway, I'm done. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Cody Nonami, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. I'll see y'all next time.
Lock eyes from across the room. Down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance. And now I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change. I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now.
Oh god, no, that one guy is calling back. Let me answer as
Carol. Hello, this is Carol.
Hey Carol, I'm the guy who was on the phone with you a while ago. Got the puppies, and I'm not a scammer.
Wait, no, you're the scammer. The other guy.
No, I'm not. Goodness gracious.
He did it again. He popped up on my line. I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know what's going on.
Y'all must be both scammers.
I think no, we're not. What are you talking about? We're not scammers. You're the scammer.
How can you?
Yeah, he's a scammer.
How can you get a third party call?
I don't know.
Third party call.
It's almost as if I'm not really a lady and I'm actually a man with a voice changer being silly and making prank phone calls to you. You're just talking to one person the whole time.
Isn't that hilarious?
You guys are too much.
No,
too bad you don't get a puppy. Not for me, anyway.
It's just one guy. It's just... I just ride in my pants.